Please be seated. Because there is a presence here. There is a presence here.
There is a presence here. In the presence of the Lord. There is a presence here. There is a presence here. Hey, hey, hey. There is a presence here.
In the presence of. There is a presence here. There is a presence here. There is a presence here.
There is a presence all along.
Quickly tonight, I want us to step into dimensions of dominion. Dimensions of dominion. Welcome everyone here live and everyone watching online. Please ensure that the online people are seeing themselves and also we are seeing them as frequently as you can. Genesis chapter 1 and in verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. And replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. God bless them. Our objective tonight is to understand the dimensions and realms of dominion. When we say we are in dominion, what dimensions of it exist? Now, the subject of dominion, like we know, is a very wide subject that requires detailed understanding to know what dominion is all about and what scope does it cover. Tonight, I'm going to sharply identify five dimensions of our realm of dominion. Number one dimension is the dimension of blessing to the point of authority and influence. Put it just straight. Blessed to the point of authority and influence. Our dominion realm, and the Lord blessed them. And the Lord said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. Summary. Dominion is the ultimate of the blessing. God's plan is begin with the blessing, end in the dominion. Dominion is the ultimate of the blessing. And God blessed them and he said, don't stop with being blessed. Be fruitful. Don't stop with being fruitful. Multiply. Don't stop with being with multiplication. Replenish the earth. Don't stop there. Subdue it. Don't stop there. Have dominion. What's the meaning of that? God said, my plan is, I designed for you to be blessed until you become a generational authority. I designed for you to be blessed until you become a generational influence. You are blessed to the point where you become a generational notable personality, a generational authority, a generational influence. Another way to look at it is, you are blessed until you begin to function and manifest like royalty. That was the realm of Abraham in Genesis chapter 14, verse 14, all the way to verse 22. Now, when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them to Dan. Who is this person that owns a private army? Who is this person that owns an army that can fight the army of four nations? He was the blessed Abraham, whose blessing had launched him to dominion. And he divided himself against them. Please sit down. He and his servant by night and smote them and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And they keep going. And brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lord, and his goods, and the women also, and the people. And then, keep going. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from slaughter of Kedorlaomer. And of the kings that were with him, at the valley of Shaveh, Abraham had slaughtered Kedorlaomer, the king of all those kings. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High. And he blessed him and said, bless the Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And then he blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies into the hand. And he gave him the size of all. And then the king of Sodom said to Abraham, give me the person that take the goods to thyself. And Abraham said, I've lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. And then that I will not take from a thread, even to a shoe lashes, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou should say, I have made Abraham rich. Who is this person that has come to the point where he owns an army that can rescue a nation and rescue nations, that can fight armies that the four nations army could not fight? Who is this person that is coming and a king is going to meet him, not him going to meet the king? And the king of Sodom went out to meet Abraham. Oh. And the king of Melchizedek, also king of Salem, went to meet Abraham. That is, God is saying, I want to bring you to a point where you are such a generational personality, a generational authority, that nations and kings cannot ignore. If you think that the blessing is about, I got a new car, God bless me, I got a new house, and God bless me, and I got a visa to travel, you are in the kindergarten realm of what is called a blessing. Until the blessing launched you into dominion, you have not arrived. In fact, you are just beginning. Until the blessing launched you into authority, until the blessing launched you into becoming an influence in your territory, an influence in your community, an influence wherever you are, your journey is still ongoing. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Somebody say it loud, amen. That was Abraham. What about Isaac? Genesis chapter 26 and verse 16. The Bible said concerning Isaac, Abimelech. Now, if you start from verse 12, the Bible said, and the man, and then Isaac sold in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and a great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. The whole nation of the Philistines envied him. And in verse 16, and Abimelech, the king, said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou, you,
one individual, you are not mightier than we. Who is that person that is blessed to the point where he is bigger than a nation? Are you understanding dominion? That it is blessing that has processed your life and turned you, metamorphosed you into a generational authority, a generational authority, a generational influence. On your street, they cannot claim ignorance of your existence. Let's start from the street. Let's start from the estate. That was what God did to Jacob in Genesis chapter 32 and in verse 28. You see, your name shall be called no more Jacob, but your name is now Israel. For as a priest, prince has thou power with God and with men, and you have prevailed. You have become royalty. You have been blessed to the point where you have become royalty. You have become generationally influenced. From this moment forward, you cease to be a person. You have become an institution. By the blessing. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 and 10. The Bible told us about Jabez. Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. His mother called his name Jabez because, he said, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel saying, oh, that you will bless me indeed and enlarge my cause, and that thy hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. God granted him that which he requested. Jabez was honorable, was miserable before. Jabez became so honorable until Jabez became the founder of a city. In 1 Chronicles chapter 2 and in verse 55, the Bible talks about the families of the scribe which dwelt at Jabez. Jabez was no longer a person. Jabez was now a city. And what did Jabez ask God? Bless me. And God blessed Jabez until Jabez no longer was a person but a city. I don't know who is here today, but God wants your generation to hear your voice. I don't know which community or family you have come from, but to the glory of God, God wants your generation to hear your voice. God wants something to be heard from your life and heard in your generation. Something that they have not heard from your family before. And I declare in the name of Jesus, it is done. If you are here, you say a loud amen. If you are here, you say a loud amen. If you are here, you shout the loudest amen. We went to the place of God's servant Kenneth Copeland. Is it 1,000 acres of landed property in America? The person carrying us round does not know the size of the land. Even if it is 1,000 acres in your village, are you ready? Took us round. Has a private airport. The same airport that was used by American Army in the Second World War. In that place, he bought the land that included it. That is a hangar there. Hangar means parking lot for aircraft. This is big. He had about 3 aircrafts inside. This one, with the space you are seeing there. With power supply generated on his ground. According to the person leading us around, he says he distributes it to the neighbors. Like selling people, giving people NEPA. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Don't be struggling for survival. Don't struggle to survive. Decide to impact your generation. Your survival is too low.
What to eat, drink, drive, wear is too low. Let God make you a mega personality for the benefit of the kingdom. A mega personality for the impact of your generation. This is dominion. Blessed to the point of authority. You can qualify it to the point of generational authority and influence. Number two. Is existence beyond captivity and bondage. That's another dimension of dominion. Existence beyond captivity and bondage. In dominion, you stepped into that realm where you are not permitted to be a captive. You stepped into that realm where no devil is permitted to chain your life. You stepped into that realm where curses are not permitted to hold your life down. I sat on my chair before I came up this night. My wife said, "Are you okay? Did somebody offend you?" I said, "It is a message." Because tonight, there is a fire in my heart to see every single one seated here and connected online, completely free from every chain of captivity, every chain of bondage, every chain of enemy yoke, every oppression and every affliction, every death sentence placed on your life. I am anointed to announce the chains are broken. Whether it's a chain of premature death, or it's a chain of cancer, or it's a chain of HIV, AIDS, hepatitis, whatever it is that the devil is trying to impose on your life and on your destiny, I declare them broken tonight. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat and listen. When Isaac blessed Jacob, and Esau came later. Esau said, "Don't you have any blessing for me?" Isaac said, "The blessing I have for you is that you shall be great, or you shall serve him." But there was a twist in verse 40 of Genesis 27. He said, "And by thy sword," he was talking to Esau, "shalt thou live. And thou shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break the yoke from off his neck." So where you are now is breakable by the possession of dominion. Every chain around your life now is breakable by the possession of dominion. Every bondage on your destiny is breakable by the possession of dominion. Every affliction, every oppression can be terminated by the possession of dominion. And I am here to decree the dominion that will break your yoke is released upon you tonight. It is released upon you tonight. Help him there. Help him there. Shada. Lida barada gayada galala. Lite sete feta sada. Ika paradira. Eado sadi galayada. Ita sata. Whether it is a chain of slavery from your father's house, whether it is a yoke of bondage from the occult realm, whether it is a projection from the witchcraft realm, tonight I am anointed to announce they are broken. Pray in the spirit for 1 minute. For 1 minute. Help right here. Right here. Right down here. Right down here. Lite Silva da da Hari. Sharani Kalakafides. Le perite kitefido. Soritasa. Lipeperi. Ikoraya. Liperisa. Ikaparadis. Ikokobarada. Le teseteri. Ikepadara. Oshagada. Liperi. Ikokoba. Jesus. Take your seat and let's go. The absence of dominion is the reason for the continuity of yokes. Is the reason for the persistence of captivity. The absence of dominion is the reason for the persistence of captivity. The absence of dominion is the reason for the presence of oppression. You say, but when thou shalt have the dominion, say there you don't have the dominion. But when thou shalt have the dominion, thou shalt break his yoke from off your neck. Tonight I am anointed to announce that the yoke is being broken from the neck of somebody. And it was broken. Many years later, in the days of Hiel of Bethel, in the days of the son of Ahab, in 2 Chronicles chapter 21 and in verse 8, the Bible said, and the children of Esau are called the Edomites. In his days, the Edomites revolted from under the dominion of Judah. A day came when they said, we have had it enough. We have enough power now. We have enough authority and audacity now. They revolted from under the dominion of Judah. And the Bible said they made themselves a king. Dominion gives you the capacity to revolt from the dominion of your captor. Dominion gives you the capacity to revolt, to rebel. There are some righteous rebels that are coming out of here. Is there anyone among them at all? Some righteous rebels, some righteous rioters in the realm of the spirit. When you have the dominion, you can revolt, you can rebel, you can react, you can reject the domination of your captor. The domination of your captor. The domination of your captor. That is happening for somebody here. Shout the loudest amen. See after me, I rebel. I rebel. I revolt against the dominion of the adversary over my life. I rebel. See after me, what held down my fathers cannot hold me down. What held down my community cannot hold me down. What held down my family cannot hold me down. Today, I rebel. Israel was in captivity for 430 years. Bondage, slavery, servitude, until dominion was handed over to Moses. And Moses went and confronted Pharaoh. Thus saith the Lord, Exodus 4:23. He said, let my son go. And if you will refuse to let them go, I will slay your sons. I will slay your firstborn. He received dominion and went with authority and audacity. He went to confront what once conquered them. He went to face what once he feared. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because he arrived. Somebody, on your return from this mountain, you are returning like Moses with a rod of vengeance, with a rod of dominion, to bury the devil that buried your family, to bury the Pharaoh that buried your family. Shout yes!
That was why I came here angry. You are not chicken to be terrorized by the devil all the time. Hey! You are not a baby chick to be terrorized by the hawk. No! By one tiny occultic person, by one tiny witchcraft personality, put your life under pressure, put your family under pressure, put your destiny under pressure. Today, I declare the anointing to repel, the force to repel. Receive it now.
There is a militarization, a spiritual ruggedization exercise. People whose eyes are red in the spirit, with the heart of a volcano. People with wings on under their feet, who will rush at the devil like the horse and deal with that which dealt with you. Somebody shout power.
Said, when you shall have the dominion, you shall break his yoke. If the yoke has not been broken, it's because you don't have the dominion yet. And that is why we are here in this conference. It is the dominion we came to collect.
Hey! It is the dominion we came to collect. Is there somebody who is here to collect the dominion? Somebody here to collect the dominion, to break the yoke of bondage, the yoke of captivity, the yoke of slavery, the yoke of servitude from your life and from the life of your family members, from the life of your brothers and your sisters. If you are here, shout yes, Lord.
Take your seat. Number three is like number two. Thank God they are all the way in Bori in River State and Bouchian and all the water rain areas and all the every water devil is going to go tonight. Number three is existence. So this is existence beyond captivity and bondage. That is dominion realm two. Realm three, now you are not just dealing with captivity and bondage now. You are out of captivity. In this third realm is existence in the realm of destruction for the enemy. In the realm of destruction and devastation for the enemy. That is your dominion realm. You are not, we are not talking of you being on the defense now. You are not trying to save yourself. Now you are saved. You are delivered. You are free. But you are in the realm where if the enemy sees you coming, they better fly out 1,000 directions. Numbers chapter 24 and in verse 17. It says, I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not now. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and he shall smite the corners of Moab. Moab were all the people that stood the way of the people of Israel on their way to their promised land. He shall smite the corners of Moab and destroy all the children of Sheth. Keep going all the way to verse 19. And Edom shall become their possession. Seir shall also be a possession for his enemies. And Israel shall do valiantly. And out of Jacob shall come he that shall have dominion. And he shall destroy the balance of those that remain in the city. This is dominion realm. It is the realm where
enemies and the forces of darkness are unsafe. Even as I speak right now, as you sleep today overnight, in the realm of the spirit, many shall be wasted. Of the kingdom of darkness, many shall be wasted. Of the kingdom of darkness, many shall be wasted. Somebody shout power. Any devil that resists your inheritance is qualified for destruction. Every devil or their agents that is saying, God say you should have this, and they say you shouldn't have it, it is time for them to be wasted. God say you should have children, and they say you shouldn't have children, it is time for them to be wasted. God said you should rise to the top, and they say you should remain in the pit, it is time for them to be wasted. This is the time for the destruction of every force from hell that stand in the way of your journey, the way of your destiny. You are on your way going and they want to block your path. Not that they are not chaining you anymore. They can't chain you anymore. They just want to ensure that you don't reach there. Hey! They just want to ensure you don't reach there. You don't reach your destination. As a person, as an institution, as a church, as a body of Christ, they don't want you to reach there. I decree today, their destruction is here. Their destruction is here. Their destruction is here. Somebody shout power! Dominion. Every force that stand your way, it is time for them to be wasted. The end time church exemplifies the end time dominion. In Joel chapter 2 and in verse 3, he said a fire devoured before them, and behind them a flame burnet. The land is as the garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yeah, and nothing shall escape them. Nothing shall escape them. Nothing. No power of darkness shall escape them. No practitioner of witchcraft shall escape them. No occultist shall escape them. No human demonic agent shall escape them. Listen to me, my brothers and sisters. On your return back from this conference, there shall be calamity in the camp of darkness. There shall be catastrophe in the camp of wickedness. Even before your return, between now and tomorrow morning, there shall be calamity in the kingdom of darkness. If you believe that, shout power. You planted a church. A devil and their agent planted a church nearby. They are qualified to be leveled. You are trying to win people to God, and they are trying to push them away from God. They are qualified for instant judgment. When it comes to judgment, God doesn't even spare your relations. He doesn't spare your relations. He smote Miriam. Became a leper on the spot. Moses began to beg for Miriam. God said, give me space. This is not a matter of you and Miriam. It's a matter of me and her. She didn't look for your trouble. She looked for my trouble. Because you don't belong to yourself. You belong to me. See, and if her father has spit in her face, will she not be ashamed 7 days? Friends, something is about to happen. This generation, what they need is very aggressive vengeance mantle of judgment. Lay 1, 2, 3 to rest, and then the rest of the people will jack up. the days of talking against God and against his people and standing the way of God and going scot-free, those days are over. The Bible says these are the days of judgment, of vengeance, that the things that are written might be fulfilled. Well, that looks at 22 verse 21. These are the days. Search it out and give it to me quickly. These are the days of vengeance, that all the things which are written, 21, 22, for these be the days of vengeance, so that all the things which are written may be fulfilled. The things, the prophecies for our end time may not happen until vengeance answers. There are things that may not be fulfilled in our days until some devils and their agents are laid to rest rapidly. The things that are written concerning your life, some of them will not come to pass because there are some forces resisting them until vengeance answers. It's God speaking to somebody here. This is what dominion is all about. Bulldozer is passing. And every tree clear. They confronted the infantrymen. So they brought the fighter jet from up with dominion and authority. As the jet is going, his exhaust is releasing disaster. He passed, and many people passed away. The jet just passed, the fighter jet. Do you have some picture of it in the air? The fighter jet just passed, and many people passed away. One fighter pilot told me one day, said they went somewhere and the enemies were so devastated. Plenty of people devastated. Enemy. No, that is age. Killers. Said the right thing was what was done. Because there are those who their life means the death of multitudes. So it's better you escort them quickly to the land beyond. In the village they call the excursion. Escort them. So that many will live. Because their life means death and their death means life. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Lift your right hand and say, Father, I connect with the dominion that will cause devastation to the kingdom of darkness. I connect with that dominion dimension. I receive it now. I connect it now. You believe it? Shout the loudest. Amen. Very, very soon, some of us need the official title destroyer. That was the official title of Samson until he messed up. In Judges chapter 16 verse 24, they said, and when the people saw him, they praised their God, for they said, our God has delivered into our hands our enemy and the destroyer of our country, which slew many of us. In your own case, no devil will catch you because you will live correctly and accurately. But there are many of us after tonight, officially, in the kingdom of darkness, you shall be identified as the destroyer. The destroyer. The destroyer. The destroyer. The destroyer of hell. The destroyer of the forces of darkness in your community, in your family, in your neighborhood. Somebody shout, yes! Yes!
The fourth dimension is like the last two. Take your seat. His existence. This one is sweet. Existence in the realm of having it the way you want it. That is dominion confirmed. Having it the way you want it. Existence in the realm of what needs to be done shall be done. The devil notwithstanding. What needs to be done shall be done. The devil notwithstanding. Where I have to go, I shall go. The devil notwithstanding. What I need to have, I must have. The devil notwithstanding. Ay, 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 ay. Existence in the realm of what has to be done, must be done, shall be done, without recourse or consideration to the forces of the earth or forces of darkness, or without recourse to situations or circumstances on the earth. I like people of God. The Bible said, my people are destroyed because they have no knowledge. You see, where there is no vision, the people perish. Many of the children of God are existing beggarly. Beggarly realm of existence. Where you should be living and acting and functioning. How you want it is how you have it. David said, I want to drink water from the specific well of Bethlehem. There was a garrison of the Philistines in between. If you want to go fetch that water, be ready to die. And some three mighty men say, we are going to give our Oga water to drink. If he wants it, he will have it. Somebody say, I want it. And I will have it. Hey! You heard the testimony just now. You want the land, you will have the land. You want the property, you will have the property. Ay, 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 ay. Hey! Hey! Look at your neighbor, say, if you want it, you will have it. David went. There was no other. It's not that I want to drink water. I want to drink water from that well. Water is everywhere, but that I need the one from that well. There are properties, but this is the one I want to buy. Ay, ay, Ramdale. Ramday. And the three mightiest men went. Killing as they went. Killing on their return. That is, every devil between them and the well wasted. As they fetched the water from the well, on their return back, the reinforcement wasted. And they say, Oga, this is the water, sir. This is the water you say you want to drink. They say, oh no. This water is no longer drinkable. You brought me this water at the cost of your life. Let me offer it to God. Let me give it as a sacrifice. The cost of this water is not the quantity of the water. It's the life of this man. It cost these lives to get this water. So this water is more costly than what is inside the cup. He offered it as a sacrifice. Am I communicating? This is your realm. This is where God wants you to be. Where it concerns your life and your destiny. Especially where it borders on the kingdom of God. You will have it the way you want it. You must have it how you want it. where we are today is after that order. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. There are many, many things. Where we are today is after that order. There were too many people before they realized what was happening, it has happened. Those who said, what's going on there? How is this happening here? What is it here? It has happened. Neatly. Decently. With all details and everything intact, in place. With no need to beg nobody. In Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and in verse 4, he says, where the word of the king is, that is where we stop most times. But the B part is where the matter lies. And who may say unto him, what doest thou? That is, he can say and unsay. He can say, unsay, oversay. Who can undermine his act? Who can question? Who can counteract? Who can counter? And when you are talking of king, you are talking of kingdom. And when you are talking of kingdom, you are talking of king's dominion. Yes, sir. Say after me, say in the name of Jesus. From this moment, I will have it the way I want it. Some time ago, some people rushed to us and said, there was demolition going on. The area. All churches, they are demolition. And there was someone at that time who had a very, 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 very powerful credit for such actions. They even said it had been published in the paper that our church had been demolished there. And they showed us. And I said to the people, it calm down. This is 20 something years ago. The force was there then. I told him, the man came in, that he was genuinely concerned. Genuinely concerned. He said, in fact, he was talking with some people who were in those authorities then, and that was concluded. I said, calm down. All the way, calm down. I told him it won't happen. I said, Jesus said, no man taketh my life from me. I have the power to lay it down, the power to take it up. I said, since nobody helped us to build it, nobody will help us to take it down. If it is time to take it down, we'll take it down ourselves. That was what happened. When we overgrew that particular structure, we built the other one around it and took that one down by ourselves. At the right time. At our time. Two bulldozers grounded in front there. Hey! Hey! See, after me, say, I will have it the way I want it. I think you can push this one with another 1 minute of top praying. Open your mouth. I will have it the way I want it. No devil taketh my life from me. No man taketh it from me. I have the power to lay down. Let the prentice see the Harada. Let the Rana. Precious name.
Amen.
Say after me, I will have it.
I will have it.
The way I want it. It's a dominion realm. Say it, it's a dominion realm. And I am in that realm. Now. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. First Samuel chapter 10. In verse 6 and in verse 7. The Bible said, and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee. Samuel was talking to Saul, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man. And let it be, when these signs are come unto thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee. For God is with thee. You do not as the environment is saying. You do as occasion serve you. That is, you have the capacity to rise to the occasion without qualms. You can move in any direction. Anterior, posterior, superior, inferior, anterolateral. Any way you want. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? You have the capacity to move any way you want. That is a dominion realm. Somebody say a loud amen. 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 Somebody shout the loudest amen. That is, you are equal to any emergency, any urgency. Philippians chapter 3, 4 and in verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I am equal to anything. Say dominion realm. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. A louder believers, amen. One day, we landed at Heathrow Airport. A couple of people who knew me saw me. And they rushed at me. Daddy, daddy, happy to see you. Didn't know you're on the same flight. That kind of a thing. And one of them, as we landed, helped to push my bag. And we're going. We're going. And then we came across the custom. Then the custom saw the person pushing my bag with two bags or three. And he looked at me and I didn't have a bag. So he said, whose bags are you carrying? He said, this is mine. This is mine. This is his. So the man said, why are you carrying his bag for him? He said, he is my pastor. He said, okay, why don't he carry it himself? He said, no, in our country, we respect people. We have a call. We respect our leaders. That is why I'm carrying his bag. That is, I am carrying this bag without apology. When he realized that there are people, and I was just looking at them, let them do the drama. When he realized that these are people who know too much of who they are, just let us pass. They didn't check nothing. Keep moving. You have it the way you want it. In America the other day, I was coming, and the customer who wanted to check us, are you the one I watch on television? I said, really? How? Before I could say press, he started doing his leg. Hey, really? So he escorted us. Took snapshot or something. Listen to this. Anywhere you are found, you can have it. The way you want it. We have had the option of living in the kind of places people struggle to go. that we turn down. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. That is, you have the permission to be here, but we have too much work at home. Tonight, the last time the circumstances determined you shall be the last forever. The last time the occasion determined you shall be the last forever.
Lift your right hand and say, I have dominion. I have the capacity to have it the way I want it. I have the capacity to have it the way I want it. And I flow in that capacity now in the name of Jesus.
Finally, I will close here tonight. It is called existence in the realm of territorial rulership. Maraba 2. Incredible. Not Maraba 1. Enjoying their lives.
Existence in the realm of territorial rulership and reign. Dominion puts you over domains. You have a well-defined domain of influence. That is, in dominion, there is a realm where you are in charge. In Genesis 37 and in verse 8, when the brothers of Joseph were talking to him, they said, and his brethren said to him, shall thou indeed reign over us? Or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. So dominion means reigning and ruling. Dominion is synonymous with reigning. Dominion is synonymous with ruling. In 1 Kings chapter 4 and in verse 22 to verse 24, talking about King Solomon and Solomon's provision, for one day was 30 measures of fine flour and 80 measures of a meal, 10 fat oxen and 20 oxen out of the pastures, and 100 sheep beside herds and robots, and followed there and fatted fowl. For he had dominion over all the region on this side the river, from Tifsa even to Azza, over all the kings on this side the river, and he had peace on all sides round about. He had dominion over territories. Am I communicating at all? It's for you. And another thing I want to say is that dominion is in levels. You have the counselor of the local government. I'm talking about Nigeria now. He's in charge of a ward or some wards of political local government thing. Then you have the chairman of the local government who is in charge of the local government. Then you have members of the House of Assembly who are in charge of a particular region. And then you have the governor of a state who is in charge of a whole state. Members of the House of Representatives, Congress. And then you have members of the Senate. And then you have the president of a nation. These are various realms where a person has control. In the realm of the spirit, it is the same. So you must understand your realm. Maybe your influence is on a city or on a street. Maybe it is on a part of a city. From there you can impact the world as well, but it's on a part of a city. Maybe your influence is on almost half of the city, or maybe a city, maybe a state, maybe a region, maybe a nation, maybe a subcontinent, maybe a continent. But it is important to understand where your influence is and understand it. Now, there is also dominion in business realm. You are in estate and properties business. This is where you are. You are playing at a local level. Maybe it's now statewide. Maybe it's now nationwide. Maybe it's now global. But the plan of God for every child of His is that at least in one realm, at least in one region, at least in one sphere of influence, you should have some level of territorial control. Some level. Am I communicating? In the book of Judges chapter 5 and in verse 13, Judges chapter 5 and in verse 13, this was the dominion. He said, then he made him that remained
have dominion over the nobles among the people. The Lord made me have dominion over the mighty. Do you understand that? Deborah, the Lord made me have dominion over the mighty. There are people who are big people who have the control of other big people. That is a realm of dominion. You are a principal person in command of principal people. But basically, Lord, this is my assignment. I trust you to position me in dominion. I trust you for my realm of influence. We have a couple of people connected to this commission. Some directly members, some undercover, who have several realms where they are in charge. There was a man who gave us his airplane to go for crusades. At least in a realm, in this country, he is number one. That is, in terms of what he does, what he produces. God wants to take you and place you in charge somewhere, and you shall not miss your road. As tiny as we are, the Ray Avanti Crusade man was telling me the other day, he said, we see you as one person that is doing what we are, literally at the level we are doing it. Now that we went to Kaduna, he said, they want to go to Kaduna now. Last time they went was 31 years ago. After COVID, we were the first person to do crusade, open air crusade in the country. First. As soon as COVID embargo was lifted, we rushed to the crusade field. Then the man called me, the crusade director of the Crusade African International Director. He said, you people have gone for crusade? He said, send me the clips. I sent him. When he saw the clips, he sent them to their people. He said that they have opened the door for crusades. He said, we will now follow you people to come in and do the crusade. Show us some of the crusade clips of this year. 2024. Or the meetings of this year. Media, if you can. We'll look at that and then proceed. This is the first crusade of the year. Port Harcourt 2024. This was the crusade where I told God, if the rain falls, then I take it to mean that you don't want us to do crusade this year. I consider it as a message. If as we are arriving, I told you the story before. When we arrived at the airport, I looked at the sky. Thick. I said, really? And we are starting crusade today, and this is the first one for the year. Lord, let's have this agreement. If this rain falls to disrupt this first crusade of the year, I consider it as an instruction not to hold any crusade this year. My wife said, are you threatening God? I said, it's not a threat. It's not a threat. It's just a discussion. I want to take it as a sign. Go ahead. That was how the rain advised itself. This is the next crusade, Kaduna Crusade. March 2024. Keep going. Leeds. Was it? Leeds is not this year. This Glory Conference, not Leeds. This Glory Conference, London, April. You wrongly titled it. This not Leeds. Keep going. Just keep going. This is Wembley Arena. Oval Arena, sorry. This is Ethiopia. Keep going. No, sir. Just keep going. Kenya. K. Canada. Fire! Actually put the clip of Revival today as well if we have.
Hey! Apo, are you excited tonight?
This is Apo in
Abuja. Give Jesus a clap of praise!
Botswana. And then Francistown. This is the second crusade in Botswana. We had two. One in Habaroni and the other in Francistown. Bishop Fele and Pastor Peter Paul. They were all with us. Suleja Crusade. International, national. Tanzania. Dar es Salaam. Malawi. This is this year. Sokoto. Asaba. Asaba still. Hallelujah. Glory to Him. Now stand up on your feet everywhere. We have a couple more village crusades before the end of this year. Lift up your hands and let's appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. Yes.
Which one? Which ones?
Of the church plantings and several of the other meetings we didn't put many of them. Right. Lift your hands, everyone. Lift your hands and just, I think by tomorrow we should compile every single thing, including IDP projects, church dedications, and all of that can be included against tomorrow. Can you lift up your hands and just begin to appreciate God for what you received tonight? Lift your hands and lift your voice. Appreciate Him, honor Him, adore Him for the dimensions of dominion you have heard about tonight. Go ahead and lift your voice. Go ahead and honor Him. Go ahead and adore Him. Father, we worship You. Father, we honor You. Father, we adore You. In the name of Jesus, I want somebody on the microphone. I don't want you to slack now. Did what you just watch, did we weaken you or something? All right. Lift your hands. And pray after me and say, Father.
Father.
I come before You today.
I come before You today.
I ask, Lord.
I ask, Lord.
That You cause my life,
that You cause my life
to step into the realm,
to step into the realm
of dominion,
of dominion,
where I am blessed,
where I am blessed
to the point of authority,
to the point of authority
and influence.
And influence
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
where I exist,
where I exist
beyond captivity,
captivity
and bondage,
and bondage
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
where I exist,
where I exist
in the realm of destruction,
realm of destruction
and devastation,
devastation
for the enemy,
of the enemy
in the name of Jesus,
name of Jesus,
where I exist,
where I exist
in the realm of having it the way I want it. In the name of Jesus, where I exist in the realm of territorial rulership, in the name of Jesus, I receive this mandate of dominion, this seal of dominion, this mantle of dominion, this grace to walk in dominion.
dominion. I receive it now. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. Pray. There are many of these who are going to pray by ourselves. But there is one I want you to pray with fire. I connect dominion to break every chain, every bondage, every captivity. Any realm of my life where the enemy has a hold, I declare it, that hold broken. Any aspect of my life and destiny where the devil has a hold, the slightest hold, I declare it broken. Tonight, lift your voice and say, Father, I exist in the realm of dominion, beyond bondage and captivity. I ask now, every realm of my life, of my destiny, where the enemy has a hold, has a grip, in the name of Jesus, I declare that hold and that grip broken. Pray. Lift up your hands. Everywhere you are, we're going to take the communion. This is one convention in which we insisted on taking the communion because of the implication of tonight. Lift your hands. Anywhere you are tonight, in need of surrender to Jesus. Forgiveness for your sins. You want today to mark a new day, a new season in your life. Anywhere you are, you want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day in your life. While I call on them, the communion should also proceed and take position. You pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus. Alright, just walk forward. You need me to pray for you to reconcile with God, because iniquity can undermine your dominion. Iniquity undermines your dominion. You want to make your ways right with Jesus. You want today to mark a new day for you. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. Quickly come forward here. Come forward here. I'll give you the count of 10. 1.
My heart.
2.
I give you my soul.
3. 4. 5. 6. 7.
You want to rededicate your life to God? You want your sins forgiven? You want today to mark a new day in your life? Also join us. But people, while you hold that communion, please listen to me. I don't want you to take this communion as formality as usual. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16, it says, the cup of the blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the body of the Lord? Can you place the scripture on the screen? The cup of the blessing which we bless. So the communion cup is the cup of the blessing. And we say that the ultimate of the blessing is to take us into dominion. So I'd like you to understand that the blessing is practically communicated through what is in your hand. That is to launch you into dominion. Secondly, in Revelation chapter 12 and in verse 11, the Bible said that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Whatever satanic bondage, yoke is on your life currently, by the blood of the Lamb, that yoke is broken in the name of Jesus. Thirdly, Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11 and verse 12. Say, turn you. Say, as for you, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth your prisoners from the pit where there is no water. The communion blood is the covenant blood that rescues you from pits of captivity. Listen. Anything that is not of God in your life tonight, by the power of the body and the blood of Jesus, they are flushed out. Every threat of cancer, every tumor, every threat of HIV, every threat of hepatitis, every threat of chronic liver disease, kidney disease, whatever is threatening your life, every ancestral curse, every generational curse, family curse, I declare them flushed out now. As you take the body of the one who walked practically in dominion, he said, no man taketh my life from me. There is no dominion like that. John chapter 10 verse 18. I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it up. I can do and undo.
That is the one whose body and blood we are about to take. In the name of Jesus, I decree today, as you take this communion, get set to have it the way you want it. As you sleep overnight, it shall be clear to you that whatever was was determining your life before, their power is broken. So shall it be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.